We got something special to start out with. Glory, glory. You're going to hear trumpets four times tonight. I got to tell you what's been going on, just for the benefit of everybody, and talk about listening and divine timing. So in the last days, actually it's been weeks, but it's been going on for a while, in all of our lives, years and in much of our lives, but it's been more significant as of late. The Lord has said, listen. Because he's given instruction that we need to immediately respond to. If we don't, it's not bringing judgment on us. It's not going to cause us great heartaches in him, but we miss the opportunities to be blessed and to be a part of a blessing. Perfect example. When I was leaving, and I might have said it last week, I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but when Francis and I were leaving Houston last Monday, it was going to be a 5.5-hour drive. I knew it. I got in the car. I was praying. And I said, Lord, Matt has something to say, and I think he's supposed to say it tonight, and you have him call me if it's supposed to happen. And immediately the phone rang, and it was Matt, and he had the word for last week. And then the hail came in, the storm came in, and you know about my wife, Frances. She went out there with her staff pounding the ground in the middle of a hailstorm, shouting for it to depart and go around us and not do any damage. We had no hail damage to our roof, windows, cars, and it literally went around us neighborhood and then went all the way up into Missouri. It sucked back up in the air. I could hear the tornado going above me. They're projecting the same thing tonight. So we said, okay. I told Francis, get your staff, be ready. She immediately responded to God, said, get up and take your staff out. And then Sunday morning I get up. Now, we watch Gloria Zion mostly on the Internet. I have it on live TV, and we pull it up on a big screen and watch GOZ. And we've gotten spoiled because I'm away or traveling or don't get up in the area as often as I would like. And we're up here now, and I said, Lord, I really feel you're telling me something. He said, I want you to get up and go see Chuck this morning. I went, okay. And, you know, I know Chuck, he's literally prays for what Matt and John and I and a couple others are involved in every day with the prayer team and lifts us up every day. And I got there early. I knew where he was going to be. And I went in and I saw, met with his right hand and Brian Kuhlman. And he took me straight to Chuck. And Chuck said, just a minute. And I was out talking to staff. I was in the area where the staff meets. And then he called me into his conference table there, and we sat down. And I said, I need 15 minutes. I told him what was getting ready to happen, what had been going on, and that I needed his consideration to be involved in a meeting coming up. We call it Camp David 2, East Texas 2. And I said, it's coming up in a certain time period. But he says, when are you doing it? I says, we'll set the schedule based on your travel. You tell me. Give me a window in May, and we're going to do this. He says, I'm all in. I'll be there. And I says, well, we're inviting Inlo. We're inviting you. We're inviting the people that are there, plus we're inviting some major other players. And that was an instant, you know, Lord, just get up. You're going to meet with him. I got there, walked straight into him, had the meeting, go out to the service to greet some dear friends. Matt and John, you've met Lane and Sandra McShane, dear friends of mine who are pastors there, and there's a woman standing there. I'm looking at her. I said, I know that woman, but I can't think of her name. And she finally got my attention. I said, hey, how are you? She says, great. She didn't remember me. I said, remember you, but I can't remember your name. She says, Sheila. I said, oh, yes, you are Brett's sister. And he was the 4-star general that I met with months ago. And she said, I got to tell you a story. So I said, well, we're not going to hear it because praise was just started. So we walked out to the back. and there's a little patio area right outside the door, and went out there and sat down. She does not go to Gloria Zion. She's never been to Gloria Zion. They were Baptists, and I call them Bapticostals. You know, they've crossed the line. They got one foot in the Baptist church and one in the Pentecostal church. And so I did that too. I went from Baptist to what I call that, and right on through. And she said, I got up this morning and I was praying, and God says, get in the car and get to GOZ. You're going to meet with Wade this morning. Well, I had to start laughing. Okay. And, I said, okay, what's going on? And she told me the story of what is happening and how things are coming around. And I had a prophetic word for her in October, and it came true, and other things going on. So we shared, and then we went in to hear Chuck preach. And Chuck, we had baptisms and other thing, and then they went back into worship to finish it up. And Chuck, all of a sudden, says, where's Wade Butler? Well, I was in the back, and I come walking across and raised my hand. Yeah, there he is. Come up here. And he prophesied over me. He said, stop right there in the middle. And I stopped, and he prophesied over me. Now, this is for all of us. It's not just for me. You can see it. You can look at GloriaZion.org and see it, what happened. But basically, he prophesied that the doors are open. Everything that we've been working to and for is about to take place. The doors for the kingdom have been opened, and the manifestation of the glory of God is about to take place. Now, and then I tried to bring her up, and Chuck was gone. He had to go catch a plane to go to South Texas, Del Rio, to be with Tom Schulter for a meeting last night and today and tonight, and then he comes back the next day. And the point is this. If I had not been obedient to call Matt, and Matt had not been obedient to answer, we would have not got the message. Now, I missed Matt's message last week. I had to listen to it Tuesday morning because of the hail. We could not hear in this house. It was golf ball, quarter size and golf ball size hail hitting our windows in our house, and it sounded like the house was going to come down around us, so much so that we took the children and they headed towards the pantry. Frances is out there with her staff raising in the air. Hail's missing her, commanding the hail to depart and the storm to depart and the tornado to go over us. And I walk out there, and blew me away, and I came back on at the end of the call. I'd have missed all that if I had not been obedient. And then if I had not gotten up yesterday morning and the Lord says, go to GOC, you're going to meet with Chuck, and I immediately got dressed and got there in time to meet with him, I walked straight in and went straight into him, which you don't do. He's kept aside because he has everything, so much going on. And then Sheila would have not, if she had not been obedient to get up, she would have not met with me to help us plan the next meeting and what's going on. It's all about right now listening. Now, a lot of us had an incredible word today. She says, divine intel and intercession is about to significantly increase, but you've got to listen. Okay, listen. And the Lord said it again, listen. Be on focus, on point, on target. Divine intel and intercession is getting ready to significantly increase because of what's going on. And in Matthew 6:6-7, it says, but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to the Father in private. Then the Father who sees everything will reward you. And when you pray, don't babble or go on as Gentiles do, because they had a way, it's called babbling. They didn't pray in tongues, they were just babbling, it's chanting. And he's going to hear from heaven, and he's going to do that which he said he would do, because you're doing what he wants you to do. And then he says, my eyes are roaming throughout the earth, looking for those who are my friends, and I'm looking for those whose hearts are fully devoted to me, that I can trust with all my heart and give divine intel. Now, Matt is extremely good about this, because he wants it to them to hold it intimately unto them and not share or release his secrets until he tells them to. He said, I'm releasing divine revelation, secrets, mysteries, and intel that must be stewarded with purity and integrity before me. History will change. Now, what happened a week ago when we were giving a testimony? We literally are in the chamber of the elders. And God says the destiny of nations is being affected by your prayers. It's going to be written and helped by how you pray. So the Lord says, I'm increasing the intercession. I'm increasing the groaning of the Holy Spirit where you don't know how to pray. So pray towards that which I'm saying. Pray into my word and my will. And he said, you know, it's not, we don't have to shout at the Lord. We don't have to shout at the heavens like Francis is doing with that situation. That was different. But the Lord says, I'm shaking the earth, and I'm going to rise as the King of glory and the great and mighty one who sits upon my throne, and I'm going to laugh. Psalm 2, verse 4. For I'm coming in power and authority and majesty to and for my people with a greater awakening and transformation than ever has been experienced in all mankind, in all time, basically. So do what I'm telling you to do. Listen, pray, seek. As Matt said last week, seek me, see me, seek me, see me. And it goes on further from there. But I'm not going to go any further. We have a circumstance that we need to be obedient instantly in this. Dear brother in the Lord, part of a contributor to our ministry, got up. He was upstairs. He turned around to go downstairs. He tripped, fell down the stairs. He could have broken his neck or his back or anything. He broke both wrists, right above the wrist, both arms, and broke a finger. He's got cast on both arms. And he says, I'm not going to stop traveling. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to press on. We're going to do the assignments. Well, the enemy came to stop Barry once. So I'm going to ask for prayers. And Matt, since you and I are aware of it, if you've prayed for him earlier, if you would lift up a prayer for Barry once, and I want everybody to come in agreement with this, Barry is a mighty man of God, and he is under attack, and he is not giving in or giving up, and he needs our undergirding. So, Matt, if you would.
Okay.
And then please take it to your word, what you've got.
Before Matt speaks and prays, I want to play another shofar.
Okay. Glory, glory, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just, our hearts are heavy when we see a brother like that just battling, one that has just lit a fire everywhere he's gone. There's been such power through you working through him as he's been ministering in Canada from one place to another. There's just been amazing things going on. And Lord, we know it was just the enemy's attempt to stop that work that you had him do so powerfully. He just gave everything to that work to the point of exhaustion. But we also know, Lord, that your sovereign will just be done through this man. He will continue to fight. He will continue to stand because of his great love for you, his great love, his desire, his passion, and his fortitude to just stand for you and for the kingdom and for the work to continue to just grow and grow and grow. So, Lord, all the things you showed us in the Spirit today that you have dealt with, I know that those forces are being handled right now, and they have been handled. So, Lord, we just lift our brother up, our dear brother, before you, before the throne, and we thank you for what you have done in through him, for his great love and self-sacrifice to continue to bring the good news of you and to plant that stake for the kingdom and the truth. Everywhere he goes, just speak the truth. And for all the things you've shown him in the Spirit, and for the brave heart of his to go out and proclaim some things that are not easy, to be the voice carrying that in the winds to the people. Lord, we just lift him before you right now. We stand together as one, all of us on this call right now, and others that are praying for him right now. We stand with him. And we say, Lord, just strengthen him, and may he come out of this even more powerful because of your great grace and love, Lord. And in all this, you be glorified. through your precious name, Yeshua. Well, you know, what I'm going to talk about right now really has to do with that a lot. Wade had asked me if I would share something. I'm only going to share a snippet of it, but one of the Lord showed me was the ground, much like you would see a farmer's field. And this ground was just covered with disobedience and corruption. He said it's like fallow ground. And he said what needs to happen, he showed me in the spirit that this dirt, as you turn the soil over and you put nutrients back in it, you restore it. He told me this is the good soil, just like the parable of the sower, where it's being prepared for the planting of the kingdom. And something I saw today was just echoed that in the spirit. One of the things the Lord highlighted to me was the term sons of disobedience. As Wade said, we have to be obedient. But we know the earth is filled with the sons of disobedience. You know, as you think about that term, it immediately draws you to bad actors, greed, crime, lawlessness, the things and crimes against our children, on and on and on. Two scriptures that really reflect that, of course, are John 8:44, where he says, you are the father devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. Of course, he was a murderer and does not stand on the truth, and he just speaks lies and deception. And Revelation 22, which is towards the end of the story, or the end of an age, which we are just looking at all this right now, it says, outside of the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, murderers, adulterers, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. It's easy to look at it that perspective, but the Lord was showing you something else. The earth. You know, we think of the physical earth. We saw the total solar eclipse go across it. But he also says, we're the earth. Our hearts being the center of that earth. And he took me back to Adam and Eve because it says the dust. He was formed out of the earth. Even in Genesis, when Satan actually cursed everything and the Lord told him on his belly he would go, that he would eat the dust all the days of her life. In other words, he eats the dust of the earth. Even our earth, things which have not been redeemed. So much is going on right now. The whole earth is filled with this. The earth is shaking. It's in travail. Every day we see things going on. There's a cleansing going on. And today was a mark in the earth's time. The Lord is doing something very powerful right now. And really, as Wade said, it's our obedience that's going to carry us forward. You know, we were once part of that whole company of the disobedience, the sons of disobedience. But now we are called to something much higher. We are called to walk, as Colossians 3 says, to rid ourselves of all those things, the anger, the malice, the slander, all those things. Strip it off, all the old self, the evil practices, because we've become a new creation in him. And each day we step in and we're being given more revelation. Sometimes it's hard to separate when we look at the current state of affairs and separate those emotional feelings, but the Lord is calling us to something more. He's calling us to concentrate on that fire, that holy fire that burns in us. It doesn't mean we still don't have some things to be dealt with and refined. We may have some hurts, disappointments, unfulfillment. Sometimes we're dissatisfied. All those things are dust remnants of the old self. The interesting thing, at any time, a spark could ignite any of those things, but the holy fire comes in and cleanses them. So what's coming right now, the mark upon this physical earth, is not only for that, but it's for us. It's also for the sons of disobedience. The Lord is all-encompassing. Steve said it before the call. He's got his hand and his plans for everything. And being Nissan One coming, right? I looked it up. There's something very interesting that happened in Leviticus 10, verses 1 through 2. Nabu and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each one took a censer and put fire in it and put incense on it, and they offered a strange fire before the Lord. That fire went out, and God was not pleased. He commanded a fire, and it consumed each one of them. You know, it's the Lord's vengeance that will come and fix all this. Our job is simply to stand with him, stand beside him, and be obedient to his unconditional love. The things that were marked today are all about his great plan. You know, when we were in the Spirit today, it was not focused on, we dealt with a lot of things. But ultimately, he just wanted us to be there, to become co-laborers with him, to stand with him. And that's our job. I mean, we know when we read Malachi 4, the judgment, the day is coming and burn like a furnace when all arrogant evildoers will become stubble. We know those things to be true. Those are the promises. But what we should focus on is when we get down to the other verses, like verse 5, where it says, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord." There's a spirit that he's releasing now. There's something going on right now that this marks. Verse 6, I've read many times on here, and you're all familiar with turning the hearts of the parents to the children and the hearts of the children back to their parents. You know, the Lord is doing something. Today was a connection point between heaven and earth. It was a vow. The picture of making this connection. And really, the choice is ours. We can continue down the same path, or as Wade said, and he shared a testimony, we can listen and we can be obedient and move according to his will immediately. The days ahead will test all of us in new ways. And it's his fire that will ignite us in a way that we've never seen before. We will become that corporate body of Elijah. That's what's coming before all these other judgments. Even my son yesterday, I was talking to him about this eclipse. And he says, "I don't think anything will happen, you know." He was like many people. He said, "Oh, nothing major is going to happen." And I explained to him that this is a spiritual mark. This is something greater than what we see in the physical. And I just want to leave you with something. One of my favorite movies is Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Imagine that. There's a quote in there that says this: "At last, all such things must end," he said. "But I would have you wait a little while longer, for the end of the deeds that you have shared has not yet come. A day draws near that I have looked for in all my years of manhood, and when it comes, I would have my friends beside me." You know, that right there is the Lord's desire for us to walk with him. First and foremost, it is a time to join in union with him. It's the place where we co-labor. It's the place where we come in agreement with the Father, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. This place is born out of our love and our seeking him. It's a reflection of that. It's that place where his light will cast out those darkness. It's that place where we will walk in the midst of the sons of disobedience and things will change. And the other thing the Lord highlighted to me out of all this is there's a major commissioning going on for all of us right now. If we are willing and we lay aside all these other things, He is bringing major changes to each one of us. He's going to put us in positions that some of us can't even see right now. But it's all for that spirit of Elijah. It's all those things that are coming that will take place, ultimately, that will bring a change to this world. So when we focus and when we pray, the Lord told us we should pray for those sons of disobedience. And if, Lord, if there be anything in our heart, any of that dust, any of that remnant, Lord, may that be cleansed by your holy fire. And Lord, as you continue to move forward across this land over these next days and months, there will be much turbulence. You can see it all over the landscape right now, Lord. The earth is shaking. But Lord, we want to be the ones to become that vine. We want to be planted firmly on your foundation, because you are the Aleph Tav. You're the beginning and the end. And Lord, we just want to trust and stand and give our whole heart to your mission, to your perfect will, to change, become those agents of change. And Lord, we just give you all the glory and honor for this blessed time. And one other thing I want to leave you, John, to think about is one of the things the Lord told me I could share this. We've had 4 shofars when we were in the Spirit today. 3 of them blew. The 4th one waited. And it waited for a specific reason, because it was waiting to be signaled by those the Lord would use to signal it. It's everything I just spoke about. We have a major role to play in these coming days. And I know each one of us is just eager to get our assignments and say, just as Isaiah did, yes, Lord, send me. Lord, we just praise you for that. And thank you for this group of faithful hearts. In your precious name, amen.
Whew. Matt, John and I were discussing before the call, on our pre-call before the call, that we were supposed to have 4 shofars tonight, and we were going to do one after each primary speaker and hold the last one till the very end. Now, if that's not confirmation for you, Matt, I don't know what is. You already got it, but wow.
Well, I'm holding one, and I will contribute.
All right. Well, we're going to blow shofars, so it'll be a good thing. Anybody's got one, you can be blowing it when we do that last one. Wow, wow, wow. John?
All right. Let me get a few things in line here real quick, and then I'll get started. If you have not gotten a copy of the Book of Enoch, I would definitely recommend you do it. I've had a copy of it for years, and about 3 months ago, Janet says, we need to go through our studies, and we need to go through Enoch, so that's what we've been doing. Huh?
You said that.
I said that, okay. I'm being corrected as we go. But anyway, if you haven't gotten it, I would recommend getting it, because there are some very important things in there that are exactly for our time. And I'm going to start out with Enoch 1, verse 1, and then go on to the rest of what I have for tonight. But this is what it says: the words of the blessed blessing of Enoch to the blessed elect and righteous, and the elect and righteous, the Jews are the elect of God. Christians are righteousness being justified in Christ. So the book of Enoch talks to us as well as the Jewish or Israeli people. So we're included in that. That was the first verse of chapter 1 of Enoch. So it definitely is for times that we are definitely in now. And if you feel like you have been pressed down, but you're not destroyed, but I tell you now that I'm restoring joy, and there are five ways that joy can be restored. And we definitely need that joy in the times that we're in, at least I do. And I definitely forget about that as time goes on. But joy number one is creativity. And I connect that one quite a bit just because of creating music. The second one is the joy of worship. And what is music a part of? It is worship. The third one is the joy of friendship. And that one is a little bit more harder for me just because of where I'm at. A lot of people, and I'm sure most people that are on this call kind of feel this too, that we're in a different place than most of the people in the world are. And so that's a little bit more difficult one for me. The fourth one is the joy of rest, and we need to be resting in Yeshua all the time. And the last one is the joy of peace. And again, that goes along with rest, is being in peace, at peace. And so just kind of ponder those. And the last word I want to bring before I bring a psalm of David, which I'm real connected with him as far as the psalms that he has and the particular ones that I connect with. But this one here, there are secrets of the Lord's heart and divine intel that he is releasing in this hour, but going to significantly increase in the coming months and beyond that. He is going to give people keys to partner with him at a level of intercession that they haven't walked in before. And I think that we are definitely seeing that now, and that will continue, that we're going to get those keys. And again, it's the keys of the kingdom. The psalm that goes along with joy is a psalm of thanksgiving, which is Psalm 100. And then I'm going to end with a psalm of protection of Psalm 91, and that's going to be the song I'm going to bring tonight, is Psalm 91. But this is what Psalm 100 says. It says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before him, his presence, with joyful singing. Know and fully recognize with gratitude that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, not ourselves, and we are his, and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter in his gates with a song of thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, bless and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy and loving kindness is everlasting, his faithfulness endures for all generations." And so we need to hold on to that particular psalm as we continue to go through the things that we're going through, the darkness that is going to be revealed to us, and we need to stand firm in that joy and in the thankfulness of Yeshua. So Father, just thank you tonight for giving us this time to reflect on your word, your psalms, what you have for us, and how you want us to proceed and to be ready to move when you tell us to move. And we just praise you and thank you tonight in Yeshua's name. Dwell
of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with feathers, and under His wings shall you take refuge. Oh, He shall cover you with feathers, and under His wings shall you take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of destruction that lays waste at noonday. A thousand may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. Made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in troubles. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
didn't mention that I converted that particular piece to the 444 hertz as well. I'm going to try to do that on the songs that I play on our call. So wanted to bring that to just so everybody knows that that one was converted as well. And I'll go ahead and yield with that, Wade.
Thank you, sir. What great blessings and power that was. And you're going to find this funny, but I was going through my notes for tonight and misplaced them. How can that be? Because I've got something to say. We're going to have Janet, and you can tap in to see if Sharon can be ready. But April couldn't be here tonight, and Janet has volunteered to bring that word, but I want to say something real quick just before she comes. Okay. We're entering into the month of Nisan. It happened, it's already begun, because actually in the Hebrew calendar, it's the evening and the morning of the first day. So actually on the Hebrew calendar, we're into the first day of Nisan. The calendar was sent out, plus it's posted on site. It is very powerful. There's incredible word, prophetic word, things that the Lord has shown us, the seasons that we're going into, where we stand. It's outstanding. Now, most of you know Christ, Yeshua, was Hebrew, so he was the Passover lamb. So actually the crucifixion would have taken place on the Wednesday of the Passover, and Resurrection Day, it would be the evening of Saturday night or the morning of Sunday morning. He had to be in the grave 3 days, three nights. So you're gonna read about that. And there actually are three times of the resurrection celebrated. You had the one in Easter that just happened, which is I won't go into that, but it's not what it should be. And the Orthodox Church celebrates on the 30th of April. Again, Resurrection Sunday. So I'm always going to line up with the feast. And he was the Passover lamb that took away the sins of the world. It's powerful. It is 120 pages, about average of what we do. It has great articles and a great word, powerful insight. And next Monday, okay, it starts out with Bruce and Linda. And then it goes to Steve, and then we go on through. But you will be blessed. You need to particularly look at the insight of the new post that is in the front section. And I truly believe that you're going to be more aware and more mindful of the time and seasons that we're in. Now, it's so critical and so important that just as Matt was teaching and what he was saying, I always honor Matt and the fact that he gives each one of us credit when anybody says something, he gives us credit for it, which is a good thing. But at the same time, the importance of it is obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and right now obedience is critical. To do what the Lord says when he says to do it, and to press in. It gets difficult at times for myself and others to be in the scripture as much as we want. So the calendar is part of our daily devotional, which really helps us along the way. So I encourage each and every one of you to download it, or if you've received it, to start going through it and be blessed. Now, as I was kidding around a little bit earlier, she's got a different voice, but she has the same spirit that April has. And her heart is a heart of intercession. And Janice, will you bring the word and what the Lord has shown you in it tonight?
I will gladly do that. So this is April's word, April Clausen Brown. She's going to share what came during one night, which is a Holy Spirit nugget of wisdom. Know the giftings and specific authorities of your intercessors. Call in the right connections for your assignments. Just because a person says they are an intercessor, or you know them to be one, and many are very gifted, you need the right spiritual authority each specific one carries for whatever is required in an assignment ahead of you. A specialist essentially in their area of gifting. A group of privates, military analogy, doesn't go take out high-level stuff in a territory they have no authority in. This is why there are specialists in groups. Not only do you have the Holy Spirit assigned intercessor team, but you also are then gifted with their particular hosts and angelic forces. Sometimes even the quietest, simplest prayer unleashes the power of the Holy Spirit like nothing else. So this means all of your team is vitally important. Never overlook those who feel they may not be highly specialized either. These are equally important. Always ask the Holy Spirit's instruction and permission before setting out on an assignment. What may seem like the right thing could be the very thing that wipes your group out. I am going to clarify something. The last sentence pertains to taking on an assignment or thinking to take on assignment just because it seems like everyone is doing it. It might seem like the right thing to do is to attack. It might seem like the right thing to do is going here, go there. But as the Israelites learned, if you go ahead of the Lord, it does not bode well. I want to also add, if you are on a team, the Holy Spirit's gift in you has made the way for you according to Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift opens doors for him and brings him before great men. Walk in this as he has called you to walk with his blessing and anointing. The very first purchase you should be making before anything in prayer or heading out on assignments is from Proverbs 23:23. And she's got sharing below King James Version and English Standard Version. Buy truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Get the truth and never sell it. Also get wisdom, discipline, and judgment. Those are the two different versions. Watch the words of your mouth, a reminder to be careful what you speak. Prayer to break word curses. Father, I repent for using word curses against myself, friends, and family. Father, I am sorry. Please forgive my Lord, and wash me of these sins with the blood of Yeshua. I ask you, Father, to loose warring angels to destroy all banners, scripts, rites, contracts, vows, and negative word curses I have spoken over myself, my children, grandchildren, and family and friends. Be broken now in the name of Yeshua. I bind all these word curses to failure and cover them in the blood of Yeshua, casting them to the pit, never to manifest or return. Father, I ask you to loose warring angels to stand guard by what is manifesting for me, my family, and friends in the spirit realm from you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua, for this victory. Glory to God and the kingdom of heaven.
Sharon is here.
Yes, glory, glory. Sharon's traveling, but she was able to plug in and to bring a part or word tonight. And Sharon, take it away.
And I got to say, and give a shout back. Okay. I'm ready. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, John and I both muted ourselves, so yes, we can.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Hello, everybody. Okay, mine's going to be little, short, but powerful. And it's going to require a prayer at the end on y'all's part. And Wade might not even remember this one. In roughly 2021, I would say September, I woke up from a just nice night's sleep, and Daddy was wanting to talk. He was right there. And I titled it my vision of title and deed to planet Earth, and it is in the calendar. So there was something he wanted to tell me. He wanted me to know, and he also wanted me to share. And he showed me the image of the Earth, like what we would think the Earth looks like. He said, I have given all of this to you, and I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. You have been granted dominion to subdue and rule over it all. Then he said, even when it fell into Satan's hands, hence the fall, I sent my beloved son Jesus to recover all that in the beginning belonged to you. And I knew he wasn't just saying me. I knew that he was, I was representative of his creation of mankind. Then he showed me that Jesus had given us the ability to take our authority once again. Then he ended with these words, nothing has changed. I was made to know in that moment that nothing had changed since he put mankind in the garden. And in the beginning, in Eden, and regarding our roles as rulers in this kingdom, nothing had changed. We are to take up where the first rulers left off. They abdicated their throne. Then we went into the courts and we began to hold the enemy accountable for his many transgressions, understanding that we are the ones that are in authority and are the kings and the priests of this kingdom. It was not given to him. It was given to us. Then I was handed a document-sized piece of paper, and on it I looked, and there was these red cursive large letters that said title and deed to planet Earth. At the bottom it said trustworthy. It had all the writings and stuff on it like you would see on a land deed. With my right hand, I was led to take my thumb and finger and just kind of pinch by grabbing the bottom corner, the bottom right corner of this piece of paper. And then Wade appeared. And he just went ahead and did what I had done, but he did it with his right hand to the left corner. I knew that in that moment we were given something very powerful from the courts of heaven. I phoned Wade and let him know about this vision, and we prayed about our roles in the vision. Okay, so now almost 3 years later, the Father said it's time to publish this so that others can seek the Lord regarding their role in ruling this kingdom as they take hold of the title and deed to planet Earth. Together we are indivisible under God. And I just said, thank you, Yeshua, let it be so as one. And so the prayer, I told you it was going to be really short and sweet, but powerful, because it's inviting us to take hold of what is rightfully ours. The earth belongs to us. He created it for us. And I think a lot of us don't understand that it's legitimate, that Jesus purchased it back. Only in that purchasing back, we now have his name. That is something that has changed, is we have the name of the Son of God to stand on, but nothing has changed in all that the Lord created for Adam and Eve to do. And so as we occupy and we take that authority, because we have the ability through Christ to take that authority now, I feel like the Lord is saying, I want you all to ask, what is my role to take this title and deed? It might just be a little piece of paper, but it's a very important piece of paper. And what is my role in taking the title and deed to planet Earth into my hands, into my, you know, my life, into my world, into what I'm needing to do. And so, Father, I just know that this is a timing for this. And I thank you for your perfect timing for this and that you brought this back. I didn't have a word, and I was looking, and the Lord just said, hey, go back through and look and see what word, you know, you might not have shared. And I found it, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I remember it. So it's for a time such as this that the Lord wants us to really see when you own something, you take care of that. You value that. And you feel a sense of, you know, responsibility for it. And you also feel a sense of pride that it's yours. And so what he's saying is, I want you to take your finger and your thumb, and I want you to hold on to that, just a little tiny corner of that title and deed, and say, I partake of this. This is mine. I own it. Show me how to take care of it. Show me what you want me to do. I think it's vital, and I think, like I said, I think it's timely. It's been a full almost three years now that I did not post this. I was not led to. So now it's time. So I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing with this word and how you're going to show each and every person that walks in this direction and takes a hold and says, okay, I'm taking possession of this, Lord. I'm taking my part. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to show each and every one. So you're so good to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So be it. In Yeshua's name.
So be it. Glory, glory. Give a shout back. Boy, glory, glory. Thank you so much, Sharon, while you're traveling.
You bet.
I'm going to be fairly brief, and then I'm going to call on some people. And Steve Lewster, I'm going to call on you first. And Steve, I have misplaced in this shuffle of getting my phone numbers back. Please text me or email me your contact information, including phone number, address, and everything. I can't find it. It's gone. So, Steve, please get that to me. And you're going to be the first one to pray, I know, because you're late. In 2017, there was a major – there was a partial – it was not a full eclipse. It was a partial, but it still was a major eclipse. And at that time, it was in August, and it was time during the hurricane season down here, and there was considerable flooding that has taken place in the previous one, and then you had the fires that came in one, you had the floods that came in the other, and this time it was supposed to be earthquakes. And earthquakes took place around the world today and yesterday, so just be aware of that. But there was a word that actually put it in the new calendar. It is for today and tomorrow, and James Nesbitt and myself and Jim Gregory. And it's been 7 years since the last eclipse, and 8 years ago, Pastor Jim Gregory heard a word from the Lord about the eclipse coming through Little Egypt, Missouri. And he says, let my people go. Is it time? Now, many of you know that the church has felt like they're in tribulation. Much of the denominational folks, they want to get raptured out, but God did not give us the kingdom of the world, the kingdom of his kingdoms, on earth, which is supposed to be reestablished, to give it to the enemy and check out. He says in the book of Enoch that basically he's going to eliminate the wicked. That's the ones that are going to be taken out. Doesn't particularly mean by a rapture. It could be by judgment. It could be by trial. It could be by death. It could be by destruction. Doesn't make any difference what it is. But that's getting ready to happen. And according to NASA, August through September in 2017, which was the time of the eclipse back then, Revelation 12 was fulfilled. NASA said mathematically it's impossible to have ever happened before or again. The question is, did Lucifer and his demonic horde just get thrown down under Earth? Well, did tribulation actually begin? The answer, I believe, is yes and no. He did get thrown down to Earth with all of his, and thus the absolutely insanity of what's going on in the Earth. And as the eclipse passed over, he caused a gentleman by the name of Ed Watts to go worship in Little Egypt, Southern Illinois. And we knew there was going to be a seven-year window. And that's when the Lord told Jim Gregory, he shouted out, "Let my people go." Now, Father, you are perfect in what you do and what you say and your timing. And woe to all of those who call evil good and good evil and put bitter for that which is sweet. So, Lord, your airways have been filled these days with all kinds of things. It, like Matt said earlier, the wickedness and what is going on is beyond comprehension of what the enemy has been doing and tried to do today. And their team went into the heavens and put a stop to a lot of it. But the Lord is saying the reason for the eclipse being marked as X marks the spot in Little Egypt has a lot to say. I'm not going to try to read more into it than what there is, but God is saying again, let my people go, let my sons and daughters go. And as it passes over Nineveh, which has been doing, you know, the rest of the day here, it crossed over Nineveh six times. So what is God saying? He says, come out of the wickedness, my people. Come out of the Babylonian system in your heart. Separate yourselves from vile and go to that which is holy, because I'm about to do a new thing. There's a storm coming. And I am pouring out a double-edged sword of my Holy Spirit upon all flesh. He says, yes, I am. I am shaking everything. It's time for Psalms 91. It will be in Carbondale. There's a group coming together in Carbondale Center, worshiping, starting on the 5th through the 9th, where they're just in worship all the time. And it's right there. Carbondale is Little Egypt. So there's a church that is lifting up his name and worshiping and calling upon him like never before to bring down his glory and let it be known on all the earth. And then you'll also read in the calendar where the Lord told us to be the light. No longer reflect the light, be the light. Be that which John talks about, the frequency of his glory and light, and watch the miracles happen. Now, I'm going to call on several people to pray. We're going to take communion in just a little bit. And anybody that's got a shofar wants to blow it, John's going to blow the last shofar. And everybody join us in prayer and thanksgiving for the four shofars, just like Matt was told to do four shofars today. We were told to do four shofars tonight. Unbeknownst to me, what Matt had gotten, I didn't know about it until he got on this call because we were not able to talk. So, Steve, do you have something from all this insanity that the Lord has said tonight about the word and, you know, what I say, the insanity of the enemy? I love the testimonies you said about your friend, but you're bound to have something, Steve, because I know the Lord talks to you. Steve Lubstra.
Thanks, Wade. Powerful night tonight. And another reminder, we've had so many ways that the Lord has spoken to us about how we need to be alert and be ready and be obedient. One of the things that is not taught very much in the church in these days is sanctification, holiness. And yet the word of God says to us as the people of God, be ye holy as I am holy. And that is one of the things that's going to set us apart, and it's going to strengthen us in these days. And that means that we need to guard and protect and nourish our relationship, our personal, intimate relationship with the Lord. Only that is going to get us through this. And so, Lord, I just come before you right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And I ask that for everyone on this call and those who will be listening later on, Lord, we do live in difficult times. But you told us, Jesus told us before he left, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. I have overcome the world. And so, Lord, we ask that you would help us, strengthen us by the power of the Spirit to live in the truth of the Word of God that you have given to us about who we are and who you made us to be in these times. Because our world needs us to be light and salt. This world needs us. Even as I was talking about some of the cultural things here in Brazil, it's important. It's so absolutely essential, Lord, that we be obedient, that we guard our hearts, that we seek your face, that we guard holiness in every area. And Lord, forgive us for the ways that we have thought that we could keep secret those things that we hide away in our hearts, those attitudes and those rebellion and the anger and bitterness or whatever it might be, when your word in Hebrews says that there's nothing that's hidden before your face. So, Lord, we give all those things to you. We ask you strengthen us, give us vision and perspective, and help us to walk the way you call us to walk. In your name and by the authority of Yeshua, our Savior, our Sanctifier, and our coming King. And I yield back to you, Wade.
Thank you so much, Dave. You're always loved and appreciated, man. I can't tell you how much. Michael Settlesworth, you could not be here last week, and you were missed. And I really felt that you were supposed to pray tonight or had a word that you needed to bring, even if it's about tonight. Michael, has the Lord given you anything?
Well, there was. I just want to say good evening to everybody. There was something that I brought up, and I had mentioned it to Sharon, and it kind of had to do with what has been going on today with the eclipse. And not everybody might not know on this call, but if you look at the last three eclipses starting today, that go back 2017, I think 2023, you can see the symbol of Aleph. And I told her I had been walking my dog around the lake, and I just happened to look up, and of course there were jets and planes that were dropping chemtrails, and I just happened to look up at that moment, and it made the exact same symbol in the sky. And I didn't exactly know what it means or whatever, and I had mentioned it to Sharon, but I think maybe he was trying to tell me something or show me a sign. So I just wanted to let everybody know that sometimes God will give us signs about things that are going on. He's trying to tell us something, and maybe we're too busy to see it, or maybe we don't understand when we do see it. And with everything that's going on in this world today, I think we should be more aware of these things, and we should pray constantly for discernment and for God to open our eyes and our ears so that we can see the things that he's trying to tell us. And so I just want to pray that, Lord Yeshua, that you would send the Holy Spirit in large numbers down to us, that you would increase the Holy Spirit in our lives, that you would give us the ability to see the things that you're trying to show us, that you would give us discernment, that you would help us to understand these things. And if we don't understand, that, you know, we just keep praying and asking you to help us to understand, and talk to others that might be able to help us understand. With everything that's going on around the world, things that are seen and unseen, some things can be a little scary, and some things we just don't understand. But, Lord, just be with us. Give us strength. And as I said before, just pour out the Holy Spirit on us and give us the knowledge and discernment that we need in the coming times. And I ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Powerful. Great, great word. Jim Carpenter, have you got a prayer or word to bring forth tonight?
Thank you, Wade. Yeah, again, you know, we're all under attack in our own way, shape, or form, but together we stand united, and our power comes in that mustard seed of faith that assures us that we are overcomers through Him who strengthens us. And so I'd like to lift up James Timothy Turner and others in leadership. I'm sure they're under attack. I know that there would be reason to expect that, and that's not surprising in the days in which we live. But if we would all come together and pray for covering over them, that God's will would be done. And Abba Father, we come to you tonight. We're so thankful for your promises and your faithfulness and your assurance that where two or three are gathered together, you're there amongst us. And that while we are, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven in your name, Yeshua. And that we have victory over our enemy through you who strengthen us. And the covenant that you've given your people, they're called by your name. And equipped for these days, we thank you for this group. We thank you for those that are not among us in leadership and spreading the light and securing a government of for by the people under your rule, O Lord. And they've, again, experienced more attack. We've planted good seed and continue to plant good seed, Lord, and we ask for a good harvest from that seed. For your angels and heavenly bodies to show up and accomplish the mission, which is victory through you who strengthen us. We thank you for that assurance, Lord, and for good report, and for warring angels to encamp amongst and about and over and around the leadership that have drawn their ire, and that it would be protected. Protect your families and all that they're associated with. For this is your kingdom, Lord, and we stand on holy ground and by your authority. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Powerful. Powerful. I'm going to call on one more, and then I'm going to go and do communion, and then we're going to close with shofars and prayer tonight also. And Mark Carroll, do you have a word or a prayer that you'd like to lift up tonight?
Well, thank you, brother. Brothers and sisters, we have been at the banqueting table tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your love, your grace, your mercy, God. Thank you for confirmation, God, when I joined the call. I got the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I just pray that over my brothers and sisters, Lord, over your children, that the joy of you, as brother shared this evening, God, the complete joy of you in so many things, so many aspects, God, of you is our strength. And I know that many brothers and sisters have been dealing with issues and health-related things, and God, so I pray your joy, God. Help us to revel in your joy of who you are, who you created us to be, God. To stand on that, to stand on your word, truths, your promises. God, in this time, you have called us for such a time as this, God. So I give thanks for this cloud of witnesses, God, that to be a part of your body, God, to be worn in the heavenlies, God, to be standing on your truth, on your son Jesus and his completed work, God. So, Lord, just thankful for our time together. God, help it to continue to reverberate through the heavens and through our week, God, and what you've called us to do, God, the assignments you've given us, God. Help us to be faithful, God. So we love you, we praise you, God. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray all these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Glory. One last quick one. Martha, do you have a prayer for tonight? And then I want you to lead us off with the shofar, because you said you had yours, and then John's going to kick in the last one together after you start it. And then I'm going to do communion at the end.
Hallelujah. Oh. Well, it has been a powerful night, and I'm feeling quite stirred. And I've been feeling really good today. I felt like a positive shift, and didn't think it was just for me. And there's a feeling that the enemy has defeated. He may try little tricks and stuff, but it will be in vain. And so, Father, I thank you. I thank you for your victory. I thank you for our victory. I praise you for the signs in the heavens that you allow us to see and understand, even a glimpse, a fraction of what the meaning is. Any little nugget from you is such a treasure and such a joy. And I pray that it will be received by all of your children as a sign of your soon coming, as you warn others to repent, for their time, I believe, is getting very, very short. And I pray that repentance comes. I know some will resist, and we must pray for those, and pray for those under them that will be affected by their downfall. But we lift up your people, Lord. We lift up your children. We lift up your word, your spirit. We thank you for our assignments, our anointings, and for them to increase and become more focused. As we attempt to narrow our path and walk that tightrope that you have called us to, and we rejoice in being together and being with you. In Jesus' name. And I will blow my shofar.
Glory, John, bring it. Glory, glory. You know, and communion that I'm going to do tonight, what I'm going to lead us in is an agreement. You know, communion means common union with the Lord. And agreeing with prayer and word and scripture is paramount to accomplishing that, or that which he's given you for direction he's taken you. But he says, as often as you're gathered together in his name, do this in remembrance of him. So the word says, you know, he is our stronghold in the days of trouble, and he knows those that are his and that trust in him. It's Nahum 1:7. And 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, there's a song I used to sing. It's called Yes, Lord, and it's this scripture. And it says, we're troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And that song goes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, yes. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. So, Lord, as we walk in the midst of trouble, your word says that you would revive us, that you would strengthen us and bring us forth from the wrath of the enemies, and you would hold us in your strong right hand. So the word is clear. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in the Lord and believe also, you know, he's talking about the Father, but believe also in him and the Holy Spirit, that we would go forth and accomplish that which he said to accomplish. So I want to encourage you. I come in, the communion that I'm coming in agreement with is just like Michael said, the signs are everywhere. And the word that Matt brought, the word that John brought, the prayers that have been lifted up so far, each of these things represents that which God is doing. We just have to listen. As I started out this very call, listen to what the Lord's saying. If I had not been obedient, if Matt had not been obedient, if Sheila had not been obedient, we would have not accomplished the things that the Lord wanted us to accomplish, and we'd have missed out on a blessing. So, Father, I thank you. I come in the common union in agreement with your word, the signs in the heaven, the signs of the times, the promises, the blessings, and that even though persecution come, we're not going to be forsaken, cast down, and we will not be destroyed because you're with us. And no weapon formed against us, and that doesn't say that it won't be formed. It means no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of the word. So take up the bread, which represents the brokenness, the piercing and bruising of his body, and partake of him in spirit, that he would literally fill your body and heal the land, which is you. That's the first land that has to be healed, is you. So, Father, we partake. And, Lord, the wine, the fruit of the vine, represents the blood and the Holy Spirit that was shed on our behalf, that we'd be washed with the washing of the water of the Word and the blood of the Lamb, that we'd be filled with Holy Spirit and empowered, that we'd overcome, that we'd be victorious in every area of our life, no matter what comes against us, that you would be with us and protect us and take us through. So, Lord, we lift up all that have been sick, all that have been oppressed, all that have been attacked by the enemy, particularly Barry with the breaking of both arms today, beyond imagination that something like that would happen. But at the same time, I've tripped and fallen and been injured and suffered for months. And I pray that he, Lord, literally would be healed right now in the name of Yeshua as we partake of this blood, this fruit of the vine, for each and every one of us, Michael, who suffered from kidney stones and other things, each and every one of us, somebody in our family has suffered. So, Lord, we plead the appropriate, the named authority and the blood over us from the core, inside out, from the mitochondria of every cell outward, that it becomes a dome that the enemy cannot penetrate. I plead and appropriate the named authority and the blood over our homes, our families, our children, our grandchildren, their spouses, their properties, and even their vehicles and their dogs and cats and animals, horses, whatever they have, that blood would be a barrier that cannot be penetrated. It would be like the Iron Dome. It cannot be penetrated by the enemy. Lord, I thank you and praise you and partake of the fruit of the vine. What a privilege and an honor and a blessing to be here with all of you and those that will be listening in. Be encouraged. Pick up the calendar. If you don't have it, download it. If you prefer to have it emailed, I can email it. I'm having to develop a new list because mine was destroyed with the things that happened on the attack against us. And if I missed you, I apologize if you normally got it. But it's a power-packed month, It's full of the word. It's full of prophecy. It's full of quotes. There are many times where several of us, myself and others, will join together and bring a word. And I think it's going to be, and it's one of the most visual that I've done and that we've come together with art that is so current and to the point that you're going to be blessed. So I can't thank you enough. And I know that the Lord has great things for us because so much is coming about. Be encouraged. The enemy wants to shut us down, but God, and he always wins. So blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you, Janet, for coming in. And let me ask real quick, John, do you have anything you need to say before we close?
No, I think it's been fully said tonight. I can't add anything more to it.
All right, Matt.
So shalom.
Yeah, praise God. Remember, Bruce and Linda actually kick off the new month, even though the month started to start in sundown, but it's tomorrow on our calendar, that the new month of Nisan's begun, and Bruce and Linda kick off the month next Monday, followed by Steve, and then we'll go right on through with those that that contribute, and it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a powerful month, and it's going to be a time of great joy in the midst of the crucifixion, the birth, the death, the resurrection of our Lord, and the promise of where we are. So be encouraged. Look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. And blessings to all. Thank you and good night.